The public will soon have access to a one-stop web portal for information on tax credits and direct financial assistance the state is offering to help businesses grow and expand in Connecticut. Governor Daniel Malloy announced the initiative at a press conference in Bloomfield.
Taxpayers have the right to know what their state government is doing to promote economic development and job creation, and they should have easy access to that information. The database will help give citizens a clear picture of where economic assistance is going, how many jobs have been created, and how many have been retained.
Under Executive Order No. 38, the Department of Economic and Community Development, DECD, will collaborate with the Department of Revenue Services, DRS, to create an electronic database by the end of March next year. Also, the DRS will provide information on the number of credits claimed in the previous fiscal year and those carried forward to offset future tax liabilities. The initiative was proposed during the last legislative session by Controller Kevin Lembo, but it failed to pass when the Senate ran out of time. Lembo says making large data sets available will allow economists to quantify the impact of government investments.
I look forward to working with the governor and all advocates of open government to ensure that Connecticut builds on this measure to make important government data more readily available to all Connecticut residents and ultimately to make Connecticut's government the most transparent in the country.
Called ctopenforbiz.com, the website will initially contain an interactive map of the DECD investments statewide. In the future, the map will include other sources and recipients of government funding. Commissioner Catherine Smith says the DECD will conduct an annual survey on economic impact and upload an aggregate list on a quarterly basis.
We do ask the companies to self-report, but we can triangulate that through the information we get through the Department of Labor. And then ultimately, if we need to, we can go through the DRS. We do make sure these numbers are certifiable.
Barney Stewart of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association says the executive order has overcome the limitations of last year's proposed bill.
It didn't take into consideration concerns people would have regarding corporate espionage and the release of proprietary information. I think the 1 year that the governor, the comptroller, and DECD have spent on this issue really is reflected in the final result because they've done a great balancing job of looking at economic development programs and sharing information that will not harm a company, yet at the same time provide taxpayers with information regarding how successful these job creation or economic opportunity programs are.
The website will also disclose names of companies that have failed to deliver on their promises and if the DECD has declared them to be in default. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.